Time now for KJAN Thorpe Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. 50 degrees outside. Not terrible outside this morning. Not terribly cold. A little bit of rain last night. Not too much, though, here in the Nishina Valley. It's a light sprinkle shortly, I think, after sun went down last night.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't too bad, though.
No.
What's the weather like this afternoon?
Well, sunny, a little bit windy, but high of 67.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad at all this time of the year. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about WNS Appliance. How's Kendall?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got three used electric ranges, one of them near new double oven, one large 25 cubic foot side to side, about 3.5 years old, several used gas and electric clothes dryers, got a room electronic air cleaner near new, two 40-gallon water heaters, both natural gas, one direct vent and one regular, three used built-in dishwashers, and several used microwave hood combinations. Got freezers, new ones, chest and upright, from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. We offer Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire brands. Water heaters, gas and electric, they're made in the United States. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and take care of the service later if it's needed. Water softeners by Luxury, it's an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from WNS Appliance. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. I appreciate that very much. You know, this is the time of the year when some folks like to do a little bit of traveling. Some of them will travel far and wide. Some will travel just not too much further than their backyard to see some of the fall leaf changing, some of the fall colors around the state of Iowa. And actually, it looks like the fall colors are going to be running maybe about a week later than normal, it looks like, this year, than what we've typically seen. According to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, about when the fall colors start to peak, usually in northeast Iowa, on average, the weekend closest to October 10th. And then they say the fall colors will occur a little bit later in the southern parts of the state. But, you know, of course, that all depends on a lot of things, too. The weather has a big part to play in that. But usually the northern part of the state, the fall colors start around the tail end of September to about the second week of October. And then the middle part of the state, usually the first through third weeks of October, and then the lowest part of the state here in southern Iowa, the second through fourth weeks in October, typically when the fall colors start to go. It kind of looks like it's going to be maybe about a week later than that this year. But, you know, of course, weather throughout the fall season has a lot to do with the development of fall color in trees. The DNR says the cool night temperatures typically destroy the chlorophyll quickly, but below freezing temperatures inhibit the production of red pigments. And the brightest displays of color occur when we have an early fall of bright sunny days and cool nights, because those are excellent conditions for the development of the red pigments. Cloudy days and warm nights will produce less brilliant colors because the chlorophyll breaks down slowly and those red pigments aren't formed quickly enough. Dry weather causes a greater buildup of sugars in the leaves, and that enhances the production of the red pigments. But when you have windy, rainy weather, it usually causes many leaves to fall prematurely, lessening the intensity of the display. A killing frost destroys the leaf cells, and the coloration process doesn't function effectively. So you see all the different types of weather conditions that can affect some of the what you're going to see out there each and every year. Well, a lot of folks do enjoy getting out and seeing some of those leaf-changing events around the state of Iowa. Starting to see a little bit of it, but not really a whole lot quite yet. When you look around the state, they have some different regions each week. The State Forestry Division, as part of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, puts together a fall color report each week. And this week's report looked like this around the state. Here in southwest Iowa, the report says that there hasn't been a significant change at all from last week. Beans and corn are turning golden brown, and the ash trees are beginning to turn yellow. The report says walnuts are yellow and lost more leaves after some recent high winds. The sumac on the hillsides are turning red, and the prairies are showing late summer golden hues. And they expect the peak for leaf watching here in southwest Iowa to be around the week of the 19th through the 25th of October. Now, as you bounce around different parts of the state, in south central Iowa, they're saying the trees are starting to change quickly. The walnut there are yellow and the leaves are falling, as are most of the leaves on the bottomland trees. Some good purple coloring showing on the white ash, and some hard maples in the towns are starting to show some color. They said poison ivy, Virginia creeper, and sumac all have bright red colors. There's no color change on the oaks yet in south central Iowa, so the overall upland landscape is still pretty green. There is a lot of color showing, though, in the bottomlands, and they're estimating the peak date to be around October 10th, so coming up pretty quickly for south central Iowa. Staying in the southern part of the state over in southeast Iowa, the report this week says the sumac and poison ivy still show good red colors. This past week, ash trees started to change dramatically. The white ash trees show good purple color, and green ash are yellow. Cottonwood and walnut show some yellowing, as well as a few sporadic sugar maple trees. There are some urban maples starting to show some red color, but the oaks are still green. And although the ash trees are changing quickly, they are expecting the peak viewing time in southeast Iowa to be close to October 16th through the 20th. As you work your way toward the northern part of the state in central Iowa, they are saying that the sumac, dogwoods, the burning bush, poison ivy, and Virginia creepers are turning red and purple. Some silver maples are turning yellow, and sugar maples are showing some beautiful orange colors. Walnut and green ash foliage fell after last week's wind and rainfall, but the white ash and the hickory are starting to turn. There are no changes in the oaks yet, though, and they predict the peak weekend to be around October 18th in central Iowa. As you move toward the north in northeast Iowa, they say this next weekend should look great at the Yellow River State Forest, as the aspens and the maples are turning brilliant yellow, and even the oaks show hints of color. Others are still displaying their characteristic yellows, oranges, and reds. The sumac and the Virginia creeper are deep red, but their foliage is falling. Cottonwood, elm, aspen, hackberry, ash, and basswood are all turning yellow, and they expect to look for a splendid display against the still green hillsides. And they say the peak color is expected actually right now. They were saying October 4th through the 11th, so we're right in the middle of the peak season, it looks like, this year in the northeastern part of the state. North central Iowa, they say the fall color there is still pretty spotty, but scattered trees are nearly in full color. Most of the oaks haven't changed or are shedding some of their leaves prematurely. Some of the maples are turning an incredible red and orange. Hickories are becoming a nice bright yellow. The woodbine and poison ivy leaves show red color, but they're pretty spotty yet. High winds over the weekend took down some trees, but the peak is yet to come, and they're guessing probably this next weekend in north central Iowa, October 11th and 12th. And then as far as northwest Iowa goes, the report there this week says that ash trees continue to display brilliant yellows with the most rapid progress near the Minnesota border. Some sugar maples are orange, while others are just turning. Cottonwoods have yet to turn. And the forester thinks that recent rains are retaining green in the foliage, muting some of the fall color in the trees, like the hackberry and the basswood. The peak will probably be around the second week of October in that area. So that's a look at some of the reports around the state this week with the fall color report from the Iowa State Forestry State Forest Nursery. And the DNR puts that together each and every week. You can go to the DNR website and you can get a look at that report. They also have some other interesting information and facts about the autumn season in Iowa and the typical changing of the colors in the trees and trees will typically look like when they really start to turn and change color here this time of the year. So you can check that out. But a lot of folks like to do a little bit of traveling, see some of those things. People have their favorite spots that they like to get to, some of the state parks, some of the local areas as well that they enjoy. There's some great places along the Iowa byways, some great locations up and down through some of the hills and things, especially in this part of the state when you get the less hills and some of the different formations that we have around here. There's some really neat places to be able to just drive and watch what's going on this time of the year. So a fun time of the year to get out and do a little bit of motoring and see some of the different changes that we have in the fall colors. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. You know, unfortunately, as humans, when we get to the fall of our lives, the only color we see is gray.
Or bald.
Or none at all, yeah. Don't need a high wind to knock the leaves off of those, no. Do we? And here we are. Kendall, tell us more about W&S.
Got washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load, tub sizes up to 5.1 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry 3-year parts labor and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, so good selections of models and colors. Top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Gas and electric ranges, got several brands to choose from. Got freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order, such as built-in cooktops, built-in ovens, slide-in, drop-in ranges, and range hoods. Pots on, and stop and see us at W&S and try to do it today. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. I've seen some folks with purple and red and orange hues, and they... But I don't think it has much to do with chlorophyll. I'm pretty certain it doesn't. It's not natural like the leaves on the trees, right? Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.